Anybody here?
Gossip.
Gossip.
Celebrity.
Gossip. Hollywood.
Gossip.
It's that time to dish again.
Celebrity gossip is coming up next.
Mm-hmm, I know that's right.
Well, good morning. This is Morning Go, and it's time for the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance. Maroon 5's lead singer Adam Levine is set for a TV comeback, rejoining The Voice after some seasons away.
Season 27 is going to be different. Yeah, I'm back. Yeah. I'm really excited, everybody. Voice fam, here we come. Let's go.
Yeah, Levine will join Kelsey Ballerini, John Legend, and Michael Bublé. That's Michael Bublé. I just like saying it like that. Martin Lawrence reassures fans about his health after online concerns during the Bad Boys press tour, after rumors sparked by a recent video showing Will Smith helping him on top of a bus.
I'm fine. I'm in God's hands. I'm blessed. You know, I'm glad to be waking up every day and everything. No need for people to be concerned. And I'm healthy as stop the rumors.
Yeah, he doesn't sound fine. I haven't seen that video, though, so I don't know. Speaking of not fine, David Lee Roth put out a cover of Tommy Two Tones, 8675309/Jenny. No. Just no. No, I'm not going to play it, because no. I don't want that nasty earworm in my head. Kira Sedgwick and Kevin Bacon joined the couple's dictionary trend, sharing unique words or phrases they use to describe everyday occurrences in their relationship.
What do we do when something is overwhelming and a total bummer?
Can it be a sound?
Yeah, it could be a sound.
Okay.
Exactly.
That's very Scooby-Doo of them. Maybe Tom Selleck won't have to take out a reverse mortgage on his ranch after all. A Blue Bloods franchise extension is in the works. What does that mean exactly? Cher and Baby Rexha joined Cyndi Lauper as she imprinted her hands in cement outside the renowned it used to be Grauman's Chinese Theater. I think now they just call it the Chinese Theater in Hollywood.
Here I am. My life took such a surreal turn. See, so you can't count yourself out before you start to live. You never know what's around the bend, even if you can't see.
Oh, people talk about what a great human Cyndi Lauper is. I've met a lot of famous people, but not met her, and I'd love to. Dakota Fanning says Tom Cruise has been giving her shoes every year for her birthday since she turned 12. Speaking of feet, following Jason Kelsey's confession of foot neglect a couple days ago, Travis Kelsey also admitted to occasionally skipping foot cleansing during showers. They discussed this on the latest episodes of New Heights.
Travis, don't act like you
wash my feet every time, but after like a football practice, like at St. Joe, where my feet have just been like, quick, 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 quick. Yes, I wash my feet.
You're not washing. No,
you're
like everybody else. Who, when you look down, if there's visible dirt on them, I'll scrub the dirt off.
I don't need to know that information. I will tell you though, I wash my feet. And speaking of Taylor's currents and exes, Jake Gyllenhaal is apparently legally blind, and he's obviously dumb because he hurt Taylor. That's all I'm gonna say about that. Oh, ew. More grossness. On her podcast with her dentist, Dr. Kevin Sands, Tori Spelling admitted her dental fear led to veneers.
I always say I have a fear of the dentist. I let my teeth go to How bad were my teeth?
Disgusting, to say the least.
Yeah. I couldn't smile anymore. I didn't smile.
Yeah, she said she didn't have a cavity until she was in her 40s. I wonder what that correlates to. And I got a Kardashian alert. I haven't had one in weeks. Kim Kardashian candidly assessed her speaking voice for Variety's Actors on Actors series.
I find my voice is so just distinct and annoying. So
we all find our voices annoying.
I would love to, but I think something like is challenging. I couldn't start off with something super challenging.
She was talking about using an accent. She doesn't know how to do an accent. That would be tragic for whatever accent that was. That's it. That's the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go and B104.3. And don't forget, if you miss it or any part of it, you can find it on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Just search for The Daily Dust or Audra Kane or whatever.